Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL and college football legend, Tank Younger, fullback, running back, linebacker, Grambling State University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. One more time. If you like the video, please come in and share it. Over the last few months, I've really done a lot of history and research on some of these great football players, especially out of the HBCU and especially out of the SWAC conference. And every week I become amazed with what I find out in my research. But we're going to talk about the HBCU today in the SWAC conference. Because simply the young man that you're looking on the screen, Tank Younger, really paved the way. He paved the way for the black schools of being on a national level. See, there's a definition of a word called a pioneer. It's the person who is among the first to explore or settle a new country, a new area. See, Tank Younger in 1949 was that pioneer that stepped in the NFL. Granted, the NFL already had African-American players, Bill Willis and Marion Motley, that was with the Cleveland Browns, and Rudy Stroud that had played in the league along with Kenny Washington out of UCLA. But there's something different with Tank Younger. He was coming out of the HBCU, the black school, Grambling State University, coached by one of the greatest coaches, Eddie Robinson. And see, back then, the National Football League did not respect anything that came out of the SWAT. It just was the truth of it. They didn't think the African American can play football down south or play up north in the MEAC. I'm just putting it out there this morning. But before Tank Younger got to the National Football League, we already know he was special. He played both running back and fullback. Now I'm going to start with his skill set as a runner. Because he came to Grambling, now he was playing, I believe, on the D-line. But he begged Mr. Eddie Robinson to let him run the football. Run instincts were A+. The vision, A+. The power, A+. The balance, A+. And the looseness, A+. Then he played linebacker. He went both ways. Instincts, A+. Key and diagnose, A+. Ray Lewis tackling ability, A+. The ball reactions and getting to the quarterback, LT Lawrence Taylor. Then before he got to the National Football League, he scored a total of 60 touchdowns. 60. But in 1949, he went undrafted. Let's be real, then nobody want him. Then nobody take black college football serious down south. And it's amazing to me. We have all these outlets out here. We have all these schools. And I look on social media and I don't see anything but some soft information about Tank Young. Nicknamed the Sledgehammer. But he went into the National Football League, signed with the LA Rams. His head coach had to battle with management to get him a $6,000 signing contract. They only wanted to pay him $4,000. The Rams did. And the story be told, that day, he left the train station going to the National Football League and going to training camp that day. His coach, Eddie Robinson, told him, the pressure's on you, son, but I know you can handle it. And the thing about it was, is that this, you only got one shot. You're representing all the players that's played black college football. And you need to go up there and perform. It's no option. Because if you fail, they will not be coming back and getting any players. And then they can say, see, I told you so. They can't play football. They can't stand against us. Georgia, Kentucky, Alabama, Ole Miss. Not only Tank Younger went up there and made the team, but he played on that 1951 LA Rams championship team. Not only did he become an integral part of that team, but think about what that team had: Bob Waterfield, Norm Van Brocklin, the elephant backfield, Dick and Don Toller, crazy Elroy Hurst, and Dick Horner. And Mr. Younger still ended up right now to this day, he's 6 in Rams history and rushing with 3,296 yards. And think about all them great running backs that he preceded: Willie Ellison, Eric Dickerson, Marshall Faulk. I don't have to say no more. Then think about him getting to the league and performing. First team All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler. Second team All-Pro, 1952, 1954. First team All-Pro in 1951, NFL champion in 1951. Then after the game, the first black assistant GM with the Los Angeles Chargers in 1975. But think about the obstacles that he had to go through. He got on that train, and Ed Robinson said, it's no option. Because if you fail and they cut you, they will never come back and take us serious down here playing football as African-Americans in the South. Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama. It's not happening. Can you imagine that? In 1949, going into the National Football League, and maybe there's only 3 active players in the league at that time. And then the roster was only 35 players. Woo-wee! And you coming from a school that they don't even respect you. The greatest story that I brought up about Mr. Younger, and I want everybody to hear this. Preseason game. The Rams are playing in Omaha, Nebraska. Mr. Younger has lost his shoes. He had to wear some cleats that didn't fit. Feet bleeding through the whole game. If he would have took himself out and he was in so much pain, they said the blood was coming through the cleats. But if he didn't come out and he went to that bench, there's no doubt in anybody's mind he would have been cut. and the dream would have been over. It would have been over. So when you talk about great players, great athletes, and I've been loving this game, the National Football League, ever since I was 6 years old. I'll be 62 years old in July, next month on the 17th. Thank you to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner, for bringing me in this world and raising me as the man I am. Thank you this morning, Mama and Dad. But when you look at Tank Younger, you need to put him on their hero list. Ali, Cassius Clay, Bob Hayes, Willie Davis, Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson, Bob Gibson, Lou Brock, Kurt Flood. He needs to be in that realm starting today, starting at this moment. Because what he did, it was unbelievable. The pressure, and I see why Eddie Robertson loved that man. And I'm going to go back that he made it with the Rams. And at the time, they only had 35 players. But most of all, the Hall of Famers he played with, Van Brocklin, Waterfield, Elroy Crazy Legs Hurst, who that season had 66 receptions for 1,495 yards, and Tom Fears. It's something that you can't explain when people make sacrifices and they really not talked about. Tank Younger paved the way for a lot of people, man, to play this game from an HBCU perspective, African-American perspective, SWAC perspective. Because if he wouldn't have made it, we don't know how this would have turned out. Outstanding individual, outstanding player. And the one thing that really sticks out in my mind when I talk about Tank Younger, I see all these HBCU guys. I see all these former players, HBCU. I see all these announcers and how much they love the SWAC and they love black college football. But I don't hear nobody talking about Tank Younger. He was voted in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2000. But see, I'm going to put some people on the blast this morning. Like I say, everybody's saying the HBCUs don't get the respect nowadays. They get hyped on certain things. They're hyped about Deion Sanders down there at the head coach of Jackson State. I understand that. But explain to me why Tank Younger, the pioneer of Grambling State University, of the HBCUs, the first black player to play from a black school in the National Football League, an undrafted free agent who only signed for $6,000, made the team after in L.A., Hollywood, the city of Compton, South Central, that he didn't get voted in the Black College Hall of Fame till 2010. See, you knew what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all y'all. This young man did not get voted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame till 2010. But Tank Younger, thank you, man. Thank you. Because you did something that's very special, man. And but why I'm in my video today, I'm going to end it like this. See, Tank Younger paved the way for Willie Davis Grambling Buck Buchanan Grambling, Doug Williams Grambling, Jerry Rice, the greatest football player, pound for pound, that played in the National Football League, 22,000 yards receiving, 197 touchdowns, Mississippi Valley, Willie Brown Grambling, Lynn Barney Jackson State, Walter Payton Jackson State, Jackie Slater Jackson State. Help me, Jesus. Let me get my notes. Leslie Frazier, Alcorn State. L.C. Greenwood, Arkansas Pine Bluff. Aeneas Williams, Southern. Mel Blount, Southern. Gary Big Hands Johnson, Grambling. Harold Jackson, Jackson State. Ed Tuttle Jones, Tennessee State. Richard Dent, Tennessee State. Tony Stargell, Tennessee State. Joe Gilliam, Tennessee State. Dominique Rogers, Commodities, Tennessee State. Ken Houston, Prairie View. Michael Strahan, Texas Southern. Steve McNair, Alcorn State. James Sack Harris, Grambling. Don Reese, Jackson State. Wayman Bryant, Tennessee State. And John Starworth, Alabama A&M. Please. Give the flowers. Give the honor. Give the respect to Tank Younger. And I hope after everybody watched this video today, I hope you come with a story different about this young man. The pressure. And you know the other things he had to deal with. That first year, playing exhibition games in the South in 1949, have to sleep not with your teammates in different hotels. Then the pressure of your coach, Eddie Robinson, who loved you like a son, telling you it's no option. You have to make it. You cannot come back. But this is the key point that really, really makes me happy. He made the team when the roster was only 35 players. And not be voted in the Black College Hall of Fame in 2010 and all those years. Pioneer, Tank Younger. A lot of respect to you, Mr. Younger, and your family. You are the king of Black college football today. Here on 100 Yards Football, I said it. I stamped it. Vincent W. Turner. Let me throw Jimmy Giles in there from Alcorn State. And Roy Nell Young from Alcorn State. None of those players would even got a shot. And Mr. Younger wouldn't made the LA Rams in 1949. Think about the period of history and think about the obstacles. One more time, preseason game, undrafted African-American player, head on the wrong cleats, feet bleeding. But if he would have took himself out of that game, he would have never, ever got an opportunity again. And think about him staying in the game and making that sacrifice, how he changed a lot of people's lives. And really, he's the epitome of Black college football. Strength, honor, no means necessary. In a heart, in a soul of a warrior. Warriors, come out to play. I could talk about Mr. Younger all day. I really can. Because it's what, I think that's what I'm about. The obstacles not giving up, going into a situation that everything is against you and you ain't got no way but one way up. My final words about Tank Younger, fullback, running back, linebacker, Grambling State University. And also, too, let me tell you this. In his seasons with the LA Rams, his 8 years, he played 50 minutes. He played both ways. Let me throw that tidbit in there. But like Sly in A Family Stone, this is what I think about Mr. Tank Younger. Hey, the beat is getting stronger. The music is getting longer, too. Music is a flash in me. Tank Younger, when he went against all those odds out there in South Central, the city of Compton, California, Yae, Hollywood, the league was flashing in him because they were watching him and they didn't want him there. But as you see, he made it. And look at the floodgates. Michael Strahan. Willie Davis. Willie Brown. Lynn Barney. Columbus, Mississippi. Walter Sweetness Payton. The greatest player. Pound for pound. Mississippi in the house. Jerry Rice. Stevie McNair, Joe Gilliam, Richard Dent, all them played at the HBCUs, and Tank Younger opened the floodgates, and everything changed.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. It's surely been a pleasure and an honor to bring this video about Tank Younger, fullback, Grambling State University, by way of the Los Angeles Rams. To my producer for making it happen this morning, the very talented Logan Landers, West Georgia, Alexander High School, and Douglasville, Georgia's finest. We'd like to say thank you and God bless. And please look yourself in the mirror. I don't want to hear about the HBCU special from football. At least you open your words and two words come out of your mouth. Tank Younger. Thank you. It's been an honor. Be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.